In Lomé, Pastor Ido Comey, the president of the Martin Luther King Movement, a civil society group in the country, strongly denounces the civilian casualties that followed the Hamas surprise attack against Israel.
Cette attaque est d'une violence extrême.
He says the weekend attack is extremely violent against Israel and that it is unacceptable. He says that what happened is criminal and that they condemn this because the Togolese believe that violence has never solved a problem and it is a shame that it is the civilian populations who are victims. Another resident and head of Togo's geostrategic center, Firmin Tiko Agbo, says the violence is related to the Palestinians' desire to live independently. He says the problem is fundamentally a problem of territory. The Palestinians want their territory. When we talk about the state, we talk about central power. We talk about the population, but we also talk about territory, Agbo said. Agbo added that Israel should let the Palestinians have their territory and that the United Nations must therefore decide on the subject. For violence to stop between Israel and Palestinians, Lomé resident Jerry Tama believes that the countries must return to the borders drawn by the United Nations in 1947.
Ma position par rapport à ce conflit a toujours été claire. Il faut absolument aboutir.
He says his position in this conflict has always been clear. They absolutely must achieve two states, a Palestinian state and an Israeli state, Tama says. Tama added that to do this, peace-loving must take over instead of all the fundamentalist people who are fueling the conflict. He says it is necessary that on the Israeli side, they put an end to the colonization and that they return to the borders of 1947 when the UN partitioned the state. Togo's Foreign Minister Robert Ducey strongly condemns the Hamas militant attack against Israeli civilians on the social network X, formerly known as Twitter. For Kosi Wusu in Lomé, Togo, I'm Carol Van Damme, VOA News.